Good morning and welcome to your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN. We're in the midst of community conversations and more. Ted Ahlen here. Great to have you along with us. We're going through the budgeting process in the state of Wisconsin. Of course, we heard already from talking with Representative David Craig, the Senate has passed that the budget for basically what was presented to them. Now it's going to be moving on to the Assembly. According to Representative Craig, the voting on that in the Assembly should start about now at this point. But then again, with the way things happen in Madison, who knows? One of the points of consternation for a lot of people when it came to what was going on with the budget proposed by Governor Walker had to do with funding of the UW system along the way, and it affects all schools in the UW system, including UW Parkside. But it was recently learned that the UW system is going to be reducing the budget cut to UW Parkside. So really, it's a situation where it could have been a lot worse, but right now, it's something that the university has to deal with. The primary person that has to deal with it joins us right now on your radio friend, AM 1400, WRJN. She is the chancellor of UW Parkside. We welcome to the program Deborah Ford. Madam Chancellor, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, Ted, thank you so much for giving me a little time this morning on your show and certainly to talk about the state budget process and, mm-hmm. and where we are. You gave an excellent overview of where we are in the process. And here at UW Parkside, we're certainly pleased to have learned that our state legislators worked really hard to reduce that budget reduction, and that UW Parkside is a beneficiary of that through the allocation process at UW System. So a lot of hard work over the past several months by the community, certainly by our students and faculty and staff, and the advocates for UW Parkside to make a big difference. Yeah, so I'm grateful.
Because the thing is, too, I think, you know, when it comes to the UW system, there was kind of an outcry on both sides of the aisle when it came to the legislature. I know that the Speaker, Robin Voss, was very outspoken about, trying to keep those cuts that happen to the system to a minimum at least. And that's really, I guess that's the good news here. Albeit, you know, the funding that's going to be coming in, it's been cut by a little over 2%. But really, you know, when it comes to what could have been cut, you walk away feeling all right about it, right?
Well, I think certainly what I would prefer is certainly investments into higher education, because I believe mm-hmm. education transforms lives. I believe that what we do in the UW system, certainly at UW Parkside with our technical college partners and our private college partners, is to prepare an educated workforce. Every business leader I talk about is in need of a quality, educated workforce. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we do in higher education, again, in partnership with our K-12 partners. And I would love to see investments, but the changing fiscal model in higher education across the country is that families are paying more and more. And so we're not immune from that here in the state of Wisconsin, but it's a little better here that this reduction has been reduced for us. And we're going to work as a campus community to make sure that we continue to provide the best quality education for our students that are here today and our students that are here tomorrow.
Well, the other thing that happened along the way, in fact, you mentioned this in the statement that you put out yesterday regarding what was going on with funding from the state government to UW Parkside, is that the UW system, when it comes to the $1.5 million that is being cut from the funding, they are investing $1.7 million in one-time funds to continue what you called positive momentum going on at Parkside. So really, I'm thinking it's a situation where the folks in the system are seeing what's going on at your university is a good thing. They see potential as well as real positive growth going on over at Parkside.
Absolutely. And Ted, I think this is some of the things we talked about when I was in your studio.
Yeah.
We here at UW Parkside, our student retention rate, and that's the rate that which students return from their first year to the second year, is the highest it's been in 25 years. The student retention rate for students going from their second year to third year is the highest in the history of UW Parkside. Mm-hmm. So that means students are on track to graduate. We had the largest group of eligible graduates in May at any point in our history. And so what that means is that our students are going, they're getting in, they're succeeding in their academic programs. They're learning both inside and outside of the classroom, and then they're ready to be contributing citizens in the workforce or in the graduate school programs that they are pursuing.
Right.
So great momentum here at the university. And again, it's everybody working together to achieve that.
Yeah, and it's a good situation for the university to be in as well, because let's just face it, Chancellor, when I was looking for a college to go to about, 35, 36 years ago, I would probably say that a lot of people would have considered Parkside as really not all that different from the UW Center campuses. In fact, I have a few friends that spent a couple of years at Parkside then transferred off to Madison just so they could be close to home and get used to the university atmosphere. But those times are changing for a number of different reasons. And you bring up, you already mentioned about the economic benefit that the university has to businesses, as well as the economic growth of this area. But also, when it comes to a structure like the RITA, you're showing as well, the university is, that it is a very vital player when it comes to the arts in this community. And we know how vital and how supported the arts are in Racine alone, much less the Racine-Kenosha community.
That's right. And I think, first of all, we have to understand the history of UW-Parkside.
Mm-hmm.
We started out as two-year centers,
right,
and now we're a full four-year university and have been for 47 years, undergraduate and graduate programs. And so not only we have more students who are transferring into Parkside than transferring out, so that's an important distinction. And then mentioning the arts, that is just one of the many assets that we have here at UW-Parkside. And it's in partnership with the Racine Arts Community and the Kenosha Arts Community that makes it even better for us.
Now, when it comes to being the chancellor of a university like Parkside, obviously it's a situation where you have a number of different matters that you have to deal with and a number of different constituencies that you have to keep happy. Because, first of all, you're getting this funding coming in from the state government, and it can fluctuate along the way. And then from there, if it's a case where, like you were mentioning before, if the funding isn't necessarily coming in that to meet up with basically expenses, you got to bring up the tuition, bit by bit along the way. So really, it's trying to keep everybody happy when you're in a situation that you're in, Chancellor, sometimes has to be a little bit maddening. And along with that, we also have to talk about staffing as well when it comes to bringing quality people in to educate the students that you have as well.
Well, absolutely. One of the things about a university is that there are many, many constituents and stakeholders involved. And at UW-Parkside, our focus is on our students first and foremost. But in order to have great students and educated graduates, you have to have great faculty and a great staff to support the institution. And you have to have great alumni. And you have to have business partners and community leaders who are partners. And so it takes everybody. And, Ted, I would like to think that everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's possible. But I think what we have to do is make sure that we all support the overall mission of the university. And sometimes we may disagree, or it may not be the way we may have done things, or everybody may not agree on the approach, but ultimately it's about investing in our students, investing in their success.
Now, when it comes to the situation, you hear about these budget cuts that are being proposed along the way,
mm-hmm,
and you being the head of a university and really trying to, talk with your staff,
mm-hmm,
professors, and a number of different people who are on the campus along the way, what do you sense when this talk about budget cuts is being bandied around, and what you gather from the people that basically you are in charge of at the university? What's the general atmosphere around there when you have that sort of talk going on, Chancellor?
Well, I think any time you face changes in your resource base,
mm-hmm,
okay, that's challenging. But I think one of the things that I hear is folks want to be part of the solution,
mm-hmm,
okay? And so what can we do together? And what can we do to ensure that we continue to be excellent stewards of the resources that we have? And that is from tuition and fees from our students and their families, through state appropriations, also through our corporate and private donations. But it's tough. These are not easy times for higher education, but it really takes us all thinking about it, coming up with new ideas, being innovative and creative, and how we provide, you know, again, come back to our mission, the best quality educational experience for our students.
We're talking with Chancellor Deborah Ford from UW Parkside on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRGN. And I think you brought up a very good point, too, because you're talking about the different constituencies. And, you know, you do get an awful lot of support as well, if not financial support, moral support and cheerleading coming on from so many different people in the community, be they political, be they business people, be they alumni or whatever the case may be. So really, it's a situation where people, you know, on the outside, like myself, see what's happened with UW Parkside, see the growth that's happened, see the raise in stature that's happened with the university. And really, because you just talked about the university being in business for 47 years, we're ramping up on the golden anniversary of UW Parkside in a few years. And I'm thinking that has to make you, as well as a lot of other people who are involved at the university, feel a lot of pride and feel a lot of real hope as well as enthusiasm for what's going to be happening ramping up to that 50th anniversary.
Absolutely. And a university is about the people. And you talk about the different groups that support the university.
You've got a friend.
Go right ahead.
And that it is all of us working as ambassadors and champions for what happens here each and every day. And I think you know this, that we have over 20,000 alumni.
Mm-hmm.
And 70% of those alumni are right here in Racine and Kenosha. They stay. These are community leaders. These are the folks who work here, live here, learn here, and are raising their families here. And so we're educating and preparing the talent for this region, and that's what's exciting. So we're part of the community, and the community is part of the university.
And the other thing, too, I know that's been pointed out from time to time when it comes to UW Parkside, we're talking about a place where a lot of people are graduating, and they are the first from their family to graduate from a university, and they're doing it at Parkside, and that's got to give you a lot of thrill, too.
Ted, you hit on one of my favorite aspects of UW Parkside. 60% of the students who graduated, the first in their family to earn a college degree. We're not just transforming their lives, we're transforming the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so exciting. The graduation celebration at UW Parkside is a real family event, and it is a big celebration. So you should come in December and be part of that celebration with us.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
I look forward to that, that's for certain. Deborah Ford is the Chancellor of UW Parkside, joining us on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN. Madam Chancellor, I know you are a busy lady. We appreciate the time. Keep up the success, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for the time, and thank you to your listeners, and invite everybody out to visit UW Parkside.